Your reaction to the what you just heard here?
I think we definitely need to build consensus. There's all different avenues that we could go about pointing fingers at who's not doing what. I think it's a tough challenge no matter where you're at when you have 1,200 centerline miles of road. The county's ability to fund is probably about $40 to $50 million every year. That's not a sustainable plan as far as being able to reconstruct a road at $2 to $4 million a mile on total reconstruction. I would say there are some tools. Back Creek Road here, we can't go further with any construction on the lower half of Back Creek Road. RFPs, everything goes out, so there's transparency for all our consultants to bid on. But an RFP takes about 6 months to go out and advertise to have someone come in. The reason I say that is on March 13th, we clocked in a resolution trying to get an on-call service agreement for 3 years for civil and geotech for slides. It was held in committee. Legislator Mills had the opportunity to vote, get that thing through. We cannot do any work on Back Creek till that slope stabilizes along the creek. It's been a complaint. We've met on March 13th, I believe it was, March 12th, with the supervisor of Town of Boston. Back Creek, Zimmerman Road, they're classified as local roads. Out of 1,200 centerline miles of road, the county has a little over 200 miles of local road. And what is a local road? That's a road that doesn't functionally meet a county standard. It's not linking a town and another town together or towns and villages. These are roads that could possibly just be a regular town road like this when you have traffic counts anywhere from 200 to just under 2,000. It's a tough balance. We're trying to do work on Maple Road out by UB. There's over 30,000 cars a day there. Seneca Street runs through multiple towns from the village East Aurora all the way into the city of Buffalo. Again, those are 30,000 cars a day on county roads. They fight against the same funding that we're using for Zimmerman or Back Creek when we're trying to do that. One thing I would say is, the timing of this is amazing because this morning we're still plowing these roads. I had 12 plows on the southern half of the county. So once hot asphalt's being made and in the southern half of the county, it's not being made right now, so we can't address potholes. I would love to rebuild every road I had. But again, at $4 million a mile times 1,200 miles of road, it's not going to happen. We do have right now currently in our inventory about 250 miles of road that are eligible to be paved. That's anything that's rated 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. We try to target the 5s or less with a technique called the mill and fill. We have about 250 miles of that. We're probably going to be only able to do about 10%, maybe 20% of those roads just because of the simple fact the county doesn't want to get into another fiscal crisis and start bonding more than we can pay back. And if we're only retiring $40 to $50 million, the controller looks at those numbers. I'm sure he could tell you better. He's the expert when it comes to that stuff. But I think, we're fiscally smart as far as how much money we're bonding. Unfortunately, some of these smaller roads, we'd love to give back to the towns and villages, and we'll bring them up to a standard where, maybe the Town of Boston, Supervisor Keating, when we met, he was going to pass a resolution from the town taking these back. So once that happens, we can dedicate funds right away to those projects and fast-track them.
What do you think of the sign aspect of this whole thing?
It comes up all over. We have, there's a couple other in other communities. Unfortunately, the signs aren't what gets the road done. It's working together. The signs, it draws another distraction to a driver that's probably already distracted with everything else in this day and age we live in. So, it really puts the county in a liability standpoint, especially if it's within the right-of-way. But I'm not a lawyer. I'll leave that to the county attorney's office and the police. Thank you.
Phil, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you.
I think you were just out here a couple months ago, man.
Yes.
There's no other roads in the county we can talk about.